For more than 50 years, one of the pleasures of summer life in the Bay Area has been the outdoor performances of the San Francisco Mime Troupe. Well, this summer, of course, the season is canceled, and so the Mime Troupe brings its progressive politics and guerrilla theater to the radio, as lyricist-composer Daniel Savio tells KRCB News Director Steve Mincher.
We are creating a episodic radio show, 9 or 10 episodes every 2 weeks, starting July 4th and running up through October 24th or thereabouts. And it is a story of these times with people marching in the streets, public health, politics, all these things intersecting. And we have multiple characters in multiple styles, classic radio drama styles, who will tell their individual stories, and then eventually they will come together and there'll be some, larger narrative that involves all of them.
I hope I'm not off base to think that if we're thinking about listening to the Mime Troupe in today's day and age, we're going to be talking about the impact of coronavirus, especially on communities of color. We're going to be talking about police brutality. We're going to be talking about endemic racism in our society. Am I off base here?
No, not at all. That's exactly right. I would say, we're trying to approach various different topics. Usually our park shows in the summer are pretty focused. We pick one main subject, and although there are other things that touch on it, there's one main focus. With this year, we're able to sort of spread it out a little bit more. We have 4 different main characters, each with their own series, that each sort of have a different focus. Things like jobs, healthcare, police, and voting, all of that coming together within the overall picture of what is happening in our society right now.
Now, where will people be able to hear these? That's really an important thing.
So it will be played on the radio itself, but it will also be available on the internet, at our website, also on a number of other websites. We've been talking to Yerba Buena Gardens, the San Francisco Public Library, a number of universities, and other groups as well.
Oh, and you toot your own horn a little bit. You're part in all this?
Yes, I am a member of the Mime Troupe Collective for 2 or 3 years now. I was the lyricist of last year's show, Treasure Island, and this year I am the composer and lyricist for the entirety of Tales of the Resistance.
Okay, so let's hear something from the show. And Daniel Savio, thanks so much for joining me.
Thank you so much.
I stepped out of the bar. A crowd was starting to gather in the street. Another protest. I wondered what it was about this time. Police brutality? Someone busting a union? Corrupt cops or politicians? Power and money, I thought. Power and money.
Land of the free. Your fist if you want it to be home of the brave. Take to the streets if you are.
But I was still no closer to figuring out what happened to Derek than when I started. The guy, like so many people, just trying to live, trying to pay his bills, and to have some dignity. Sure, he sounded like a leftist, but to get dropped out of society like a worn-out shoe.
You can hear Daniel Savio talk about his father, the 60s activist Mario Savio, plus find links to the troupe at norcalpublicmedia.org.